hope everybody enjoys the show because they get to sit on their couches and enjoy their food with their families, and we'll be out there working. But it's definitely special. It's a special something you watch growing up, you know, something that you envision doing when you're in the backyard with your friends and you're playing touch football in the backyard. You know, you actually get to do it on the big stage. It's a great opportunity, and I hope the Redskins Nation enjoys it.
You could have a career in this field, you know that?
That was perfect.
That was pretty good. With the Cowboys specifically, what worries you about their offense the most?
Just the talent and big playability. Romo has the ability to extend plays. You know, he's like Houdini back there. You know, he got sacked a bunch last week, but I've seen him make a bunch of people miss throughout the years. Going on throughout this season, he'll extend plays and throw it down the field, and they got big play receivers. So the thing about them is that you got to stay on them because they're always one snap away from getting right back in the game.
How tough is this turnaround with the short week?
It's extremely tough, especially when you're on the road. You know, this is the second time I've done it, and you know, it was definitely tough the first time. You know, I've been trying to just tell guys to take care of their body, and realistically, physically, you're not meant to do it, so it's just got to be a mental thing. You know, we just got to think about everything that we're playing for, you know, try and build on the momentum of last week, and, you know, I think mentally the professional, the personal accountability, all those things that you have to rely on to get through this type of game will kick in.
Can you guys still build on last week losing Brandon with London and obviously not able to practice and Josh dinged up? Mm-hmm. Do you worry about that kind of affecting the performance?
You know, you can't. You know, you just got to put it aside. You got to strap it up and go out there and play your best. You know, I think a lot of guys played well last week, and I think they'll take that personal confidence into this week. You know, the coaches have to deal with the scheming and the personnel and things like that. You know, all we can do is handle ourselves. So, you know, we're excited. A lot of guys are excited about the way they played. The offense didn't even play their best game. I've seen them play better than that, you know, and they put up a lot of points. So, you know, we hope they can come out firing and, you know, we can get a win.
We've been asking you for a few weeks about the lack of pressure. You guys harassed and relentless from a front seven. Was that just good scheming and some games that worked, or was that just guys winning matchups?
You know, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. You know, guys were winning. You know, some great play calls. Everything, you know, it just worked. You know, it just worked. And I think a lot of it is we were able to contain the run. And we had a lead most of the game. You know, when the team's playing from behind and they're forced to pass and things like that, you can really get after them. So you don't have to rewrite the book, you know, reinvent the wheel. It's just do what you're coached to do. Go out there and work hard, be relentless. And whoever the quarterback is, they can be rattled.
With Merriweather, how difficult is it to get that very short glimpse of what he could mean to this defense and then lose him again that quickly?
I mean, it was devastating when I first saw the news. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very disappointed for him, especially. You know, he put in so much time rehabbing and come out and play that well. You know, I just really feel bad for him. You know, but as a team, we have to move on. You got no choice. Even with the struggles we had early, I mean, we're right in the thick of things. We're in a good place in the division, and we have so much to play for that you just can't sit there and feel sorry for yourself, and nobody will.
Jim talked about how much you guys were able to do differently because he was there. Do you feel like you can carry any of that over now, or are those things kind of out off the table because he's gone?
You know, it's hard to answer. You know, as far as the plan, I mean, that's going to be on coach. If Haas feels like he has to build a different plan, then I'm sure he will. But individually, guys have to go out and play well. You still got a bunch of one-on-one battles that you have to win, and the next guy has to step up. You know, it's weird. When Gomes came in after Brandon went down, he played well. It's almost like seeing Brandon have that success and provide that spark. You know, it gave him some confidence. So hopefully he can carry that over.
Redskins Nation won't really give thanks, or they will be able to give thanks at the table. What are you thankful for?
I mean, I'm thankful for a lot of things. You know, just like everyone else, you know, you're thankful for your family and your health. But I'm definitely thankful for this group. You know, I love this locker room. A lot of good people in here, a lot of high-character guys and guys that play hard and makes it a good time coming into work. So to have the ability to be to play on Thanksgiving, play in front of so many fans, people watching around the world, and, you know, your family sitting at home watching you, it's a great and special opportunity.
Another week you're facing an offensive line that's not going to be full strength. They've had their problems as well. Obviously it's something you guys can take advantage of.
Hopefully. I mean, you still got to go out there and do the job. You know, they got guys that are there's the guys that have a lot of pride. They're going to go out there and play hard. And, you know, we have injuries of our own. So, you know, they're not going to feel sorry for us. We can't feel sorry for them. If we go out there and execute, fly around and play hard, I think we can be successful.